Susan Lerner with Common Cause is among those scheduled to testify. Her group was the first to raise questions about contributions by top real estate companies to the legislature and to Governor Cuomo. Several developers gave money to state lawmakers at around the time that they quietly won a tax break for some luxury apartment projects in New York City. The Moreland Act Commission has already issued subpoenas to the real estate developers, and Lerner says she hopes the investigation is vigorous.
We think that it's a leading example of what is worst about our campaign finance system, and we think that it is a perfect example of what needs to be changed.
Lerner says the questionable connections between the campaign donations and lawmakers are just the tip of the iceberg.
This is the clearest and most glaring example of a pay-to-play culture in Albany that is inherently corrupting.
Bill Mahoney with the New York Public Interest Research Group will also be testifying. Mahoney has also already influenced some changes in the way state government is responding to corruption. Back in the spring, Mahoney crunched the numbers from the State Board of Elections. He found there were over 100,000 potential campaign finance law violations by candidates over a two-year period. He found the board had seldom imposed fines, and when they did, infrequently collected the money. This week, the Board of Elections, as first reported in the Albany Times-Union, decided to freeze the bank accounts of candidates who have not paid their outstanding fines. A spokesman for the Board of Elections says it will first focus on candidates who owe the most money and then move on to others who owe smaller fees. Mahoney says it's a start.
It's a very encouraging sign. The Board of Elections historically has done almost nothing to enforce the existing law.
The announcement comes as the Moreland Commission has asked the board for numerous records as part of a probe. Mahoney with NYPERC says there's a connection.
The biggest influence is probably Moreland and the fact that they're going to be subpoenaed soon and people are looking very closely at them and how to fix this. So I think they are acting somewhat defensively and trying to rebut some of this criticism before it really steps up with the coming hearings.
Mahoney says the very structure of the Board of Elections is problematic, and he hopes to address that and other issues in his testimony at the upcoming hearing.
They're a partisan entity with two Democrats and two Republicans, and to take any actions, they need at least three votes. So very often, you'll see that the two Democrats, for example, won't want to penalize a Democratic lawmaker, and there will be perpetual gridlock. So it's good that there's finally something forcing them to take an action, however minor.
NYPERG and other government reform groups will give their testimony to the commission Tuesday evening at the second of several planned hearings. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.